I also grew up alongside a lot of cousins who were around my age, all boys. I decided early on that anything they could do, I could do too. The more something was labeled a boy thing because of how tough or gross or physically draining it was, the more I wanted to do it. Clean a fish and get rid of all the fish guts? If boys do that sort of thing, then I will too. Split firewood and carry all the heaviest pieces? Duh. Get sweaty and tired shoveling snow and mowing the lawn? I don't really feel like it, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a girl. To this day, I get involuntarily prickly when guys insist on taking all the heavy luggage and leaving me with nothing to carry. Chivalry may not be dead, but my acceptance of it needs a little help. But back to canoeing. All right, my dad said after a few days of rapid-fire pestering. As we paddled our way across the lake, he looked over and said, "You can portage the canoe tomorrow at the next crossing, but first I'm going to teach you how to do it because you don't want to bang it around on the rocks." At our campsite, my dad taught me how to lift the Winona, the lightest of our two canoes. I still managed to make it look painful and awkward. My young age and small size didn't matter to my dad, though. He patiently showed me how to prop the canoe up, get underneath it, and lift it onto my shoulders using my legs. I learned how to get it up and how to take it down without damaging the canoe, and that was a big deal for me. And it was an even bigger relief for my parents as we were out in the middle of nowhere. I finally got my chance. The next day, we packed up our campsite, loaded the canoes, and paddled across the lake toward the next portage. 30 minutes later, we pulled up to the far shore and unloaded our gear. "I got it," I exclaimed. "I can carry the canoe." As though my parents would dare suggest that they might want to carry it across. I picked up the end of the canoe, turned it over, scooched under it, and felt the middle bars dig into my shoulders. Then I bent my legs and hoisted the canoe up, steadying it as it rocked on my shoulders. My dad let me go first on the trail. I gripped the edges of the Winona tight and proudly marched my way down the rocky trail, teetering a little. But I steadied myself and kept moving forward, one wobbly step at a time. The euphoric look on my face told the whole story. I still have the photo of me under the canoe, knobby knees sticking out, face glowing as though I'd just won first place. "Look," I excitedly yelled back at my mom, dad, and Mackenzie as I made my first steps down the trail with the canoe on my shoulders. I beamed with pride. "I'm doing it." Technically, carrying a canoe in the middle of the summer had nothing to do with my future skiing career, but it also had everything to do with it. The same approach I took in portaging a canoe, I would use in sports. If I wasn't completely reckless, if I was smart about my strategy, if I worked really hard, and if I was brave enough to try and was allowed the freedom to go for it, then good things would happen. The results and winning weren't the sole focus either. The process was just as important. It was the doing that gave me the rush of satisfaction, not the potential for a ribbon at the end. For me, the feeling of knowing I had accomplished something tough was always a huge reward. I also had no way of knowing then how this same perseverance and sheer stubbornness would be called upon later in life, how hanging tough and working through the hard parts would become about so much more than lifting a canoe or grinding through a sweaty, brutal training session. It would become a fight for my own life and my self-confidence as I battled an eating disorder. While in recovery for bulimia, the absolute self-confidence I had on that portage at age 12 was nowhere to be found, and it would take a lot of digging to bring that brave little girl back to the surface. But like anything worthwhile in life, while I always want to be able to do it myself, the truth is, I don't have to. I'm not alone. I've never been alone, even when I felt like it while trying to isolate myself. I have found so much satisfaction, happiness, and the feeling of being whole from being part of a team, more than I could ever have guessed. And each team that I've been one little piece of has...